Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. To begin, I met with Dr. Tom Lynch, who was the discussant of an ASCO plenary presentation of what could be viewed as the paper of the year in this disease, the FLEX study, evaluating cetuximab plus chemotherapy in patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer. And Dr. Lynch began our conversation by commenting on the trial design.
This was a randomized trial in patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, randomized to chemotherapy alone with cisplatin and vinorelbine, or chemotherapy plus cetuximab given weekly. The key selection criteria in FLEX, which is different than a number of other trials which have been done, is that patients were selected on the basis of having positive staining by immunohistochemistry for EGFR. So they were EGFR positive. And the criteria that the study used was that at least one cell had to be EGFR positive, which was a fairly liberal criteria, and it ended up excluding about 15% of patients who did not have this EGFR positivity. What they found was that there was a statistically significant difference in terms of response rate favoring the group that receives cetuximab. And most importantly, survival was prolonged, with median survival going from approximately 10.1 months to approximately 11.3 months with chemotherapy and cetuximab. Interestingly, progression-free survival was no different between the two arms, and that was a big surprise because people usually expect progression-free survival to trend in the same direction as overall survival. So I think most people would agree that this was an important but somewhat modest benefit from the first study of cetuximab in this setting. In my discussion, I raised a couple of issues in terms of where we are with the drugs at this point. I think the first one is, should we be using immunohistochemistry staining? I think in the future, we probably will get away from that. However, right now, when you look at a study which has such a close margin of benefit, I think following the entrance criteria are important. And so I think IHC is something I'll be doing in my practice to exclude patients who may not benefit. I think it really raised the question of who really does benefit from this drug. We have a number of important leads. The first is perhaps EGFR by FISH will turn out to be an important criteria for picking who might benefit. Second thing is maybe this will be like colorectal cancer and that having a RAS mutation might predict who doesn't do well. But Neil, I'd say one of the key things I'm not sure of is I think 6 months ago I was pretty certain it would go the same way as colon cancer, that RAS would be a powerful negative predictor. I'm not quite as sure now, just because when you look prospectively, the number of cases that really are RAS mutant seems to be no more than 20%. So we may be stuck in a number situation that we just don't have enough power to show important differences.